It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What is today? Wednesday?
I don't know what day it is today.
Do you know what today is?
I know what day it is today.
It's Bring Your Parent to PE Day.
What?
Oh, God, DZ. I cannot wait to tell you about this tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to PE?
I'm already regretting it. I've done it before, and every year I leave sweating and tired, and I'm like, why did I sign up for PE? Again,
this is the pacer test on the bell.
I said to the kids last night, what are you guys doing in PE? They go, football. I go, even worse.
Oh, what? Can I come? Wait, hold on.
Do you
want
to come? No.
I'll replace you at Bring Your Parent to PE Day.
No,
what's up?
They're excited, so I'm going, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
The Funkle's coming. No, that's
DZ,
exciting.
You can come. That's today. So it is Wednesday. I had to think about what day it was.
So naturally,
You have some other stuff going on with your cat today.
Yeah, today's the day.
We don't need to talk about it.
It's okay.
And your cat's not dying, though.
No.
We're dealing with the arm today.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll talk about that later. Not necessarily today.
But at some point.
But another point.
We'll check back in.
Don't forget, we have Chelsea Handler tickets at 7:45.
That's right.
And we've got a chance for you to win a trip to see Doja Cat in Miami. That's on our website. You can go enter right now at 1037kissfm.com.
Mo Doja, Mo Problems?
I'm telling you, if I could go see Doja in Miami, I'd be all over it. But yes, Mojo, Doja, whatever you said, no problem.
Touche.
Kiss FM. Well, I gotta tell you, there is something we all like to do, or we don't like to do it. There's no in-between, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of an in-between for many people.
Now, nah. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And something happened for the first time ever in years to me when I went out with friends a couple weeks ago.
First time in years?
In years,
that
DZ.
Sounds, that could be like half cryptic. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you next. How about that? I'll tell you. It is cryptic. But everyone's going to be able to relate to this.
Huh.
So we're going to play Olivia Rodrigo, and then I'm going to tell you, and I want to know which side people fall on.
Okay.
Because you're one or the other. There is just no in between. I can't wait to
Touché.
Find out what you are
Touché.
Next.
Touche. I hear what you're saying. Touche.
It involves something you do with friends, no matter your age. Kiss FM. Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, Right. It is a bad idea. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Is it though? Is it ever a bad idea?
Well, it depends on which ex you're talking about.
There's only less good ideas.
You know what they say in brainstorming? There's no bad ideas.
That's what they say.
I said that to Hudson the other day. I said, we were coming up with ideas because he wanted to do a podcast with me. I said,
spitball. Come on.
So there's
come
no
on.
Bad ideas
got?
In brainstorming.
True.
Come up with a name for it.
True.
We'll talk. Just saying.
Right.
All right. I want to tell you though, DZ, I went out with friends a couple weeks ago and we were going downtown and I invited a friend that I don't normally go out with, and she said, can I drive? To which I said, okay.
Yeah. So
fine.
C-list friend goes, I'll drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out the blue.
And I gotta be honest, I feel like I drive everywhere now.
Yeah.
Even if, like, I meet my friends, we don't drive and pick each other up much anymore unless we're on the way.
I feel that. Yeah,
you just,
yeah, yeah.
You meet each other.
Wherever we go, and we usually meet.
We're old enough now, because in your 20s, y'all living together. Some of you swing by, you live in the same, on the east
carpool,
side. Live
Uber.
Downtown, pick each other up. It's just not like that anymore.
Nah.
I'll meet you downtown at the bar.
Well,
how
we
it
got
goes.
Kids, we got our own cars, we got our own things.
I want control.
Mm.
So when she said, I want to drive, I went, okay. And then she got to my house and she goes, listen, I got to tell you, I am one of these people that insists on driving everywhere. No matter what, I want to drive.
I like to drive.
And I said, okay, well, normally I like to drive. So,
uh-oh, stalemate.
This is getting awkward. But I also like to be pampered like a princess once in a while. So
okay, passenger princess. I like to choose when I like to not drive and drive.
But I also kind of enjoyed the lack of responsibility. I realize I just do it because that's what we do as parents or adults. And I liked somebody coming in and going, let me drive.
I'll do it.
Yeah, and I went, oh, that's nice.
I'll use the gas in my car.
Okay, wifey, drive me. Go ahead. Go ahead for
okay,
it.
Okay, little boo-tang.
So I realized that you're one or the other. You're a rider or you're a driver. Because I have friends that will call me and say, can I ride with you? No matter what.
No, Matt, because they know you like to drive.
And they don't like to drive.
Right.
They hate driving.
They hate driving.
They hate it. You know who's a good example of that? I'm going to call her out right now. Kelly in Sussex. She's always like, can I ride with you? I'm scared to drive. And I'm like, are you for real? Just come over and I'll drive.
Sure.
She's like, I don't like driving at night. You know, the friends that do that.
I mean, if you got glasses, sometimes you know, depending on the astigmatisms.
True.
You know, though, those glare be real.
True. But there, I realize people are one or the other. And I want to know what people are. Are you a driver? Or are you a rider? What are you?
I will tell you right here, right now, 10 toes down, I will drive.
You're the driver.
I will drive every single time. Listen, even on road trips, I don't care what we doing. Mm-hmm. Well, I had the chance to switch drivers many a times driving with friends across the country. Mm-hmm. Nope. Unless I'm like literally dozing off and somebody goes, hey, let me drive for like an hour at least. I will drive.
You're the driver.
If it's a 14-hour car ride, I'll drive 14 hours.
See, no. I have done 14 hours. I will do it, but I don't want to do it. If somebody else is going to drive on a road trip, I would totally let them at this point. I don't know. Let's go to two real quick. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Alabama.
I knew it. I felt it in my soul this morning when we were talking about driving.
Did you tell him to call?
I did. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got to be a driver.
You got it, girl.
Of course. I mean, of course, come on. You
are.
You think this man's a passenger prince?
No.
We've seen this man in person.
No. Nope.
Does your wife like to ride, or does you ever have this debate where you both want to drive?
Depends on which vehicle we're driving. I mean, normally I'll let her drive her car because I hate her car. I love it at the same time.
Yeah,
just because it yells at me. That'll let new technology.
There's so many innuendos in there, too, by the way.
I'm out of here. No, that's why I pause.
She likes to ride. I heard it. It went over Ryan's head, but I heard it.
Oh, no. He just let it go. He just kept it. Yeah. He just kept it. You know what I'm saying?
They have two kids. She likes to ride.
Okay, we're talking about driving. Driving.
Me. That's what I was talking about.
Vroom, not boom, boom. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Ryan. We'll talk to you later.
No problem. Talk to you later.
All right. Sarah in Sheboygan texted in, said, hands down on my life, always a driver. Also, Allie. Oh, come on. I shouldn't have read that on the air live. Also, Allie, what happened to the guy you were dating? That's a long, old story.
Different guy. We don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Fine, long gone. Okay. So we're going to take your calls and texts next, and we are going to talk about this. Are you a driver or are you a rider?
Drive all day. Drive all day.
414-533-1037. I'm just telling you because you have to dial
one. I was going to say, Allie, you made a fatal mistake. You got to dial 1414.
Please dial one before you call. Thank you. You know what? Whoever texted in, I want my wife to drive, but then I also value my life.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ming in Milwaukee wrote that in. That's funny.
That's my boy.
We're talking about if you drive or not, because a friend of mine insisted on driving a couple weeks ago, and I'm not used to that.
Drive all day.
And she said, I must drive no matter where we go all the time. And I said, okay, I'll get used to that. I'm a control freak. Normally I'm driving. I'm in control. I'm single. I'm independent. And I got to get used to that.
And I don't need no man or nobody to drive.
No, I don't. But if you're offering, okay.
Okay, sure, I guess. But I'll be uncomfortable the whole time.
Exactly.
Gee, you know what I thought of? Like, while we were sitting here talking about it?
What?
Only person I realistically trust to drive wholly, completely, is my father. For whatever, because he grew up driving when I was a kid. And he's the only person I realistically ever saw drive. I mean, I'd get in the car with my mother, too, but as soon as I started driving, it was over. My mom stopped driving.
That's what I'm going to do to Owen and Hudson.
And then she became a passenger princess full time.
She got so sick of driving her kids around, she went, my my kid's driving.
Woo! And it was a wrap. Then my little sister drove, and now she stays in the passenger side unless she's got to drive. So it's like, unless I'm driving, that's it. My dad, realistically, not even my wife, and I'm saying it out loud with my chest. She knows, and she don't even like to drive, so it don't matter.
Aaron doesn't like to drive.
Passenger princess for life.
Go to Nick and Jefferson. Let's find out what he thinks about this. Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
All right, are you a driver or a passenger prince?
You can keep it honest.
So throughout my life, I've kind of like switched. So like through high school and the military, you know, I was the passenger for most of the time. And now later in life, you know, once I was married, I'm divorced now for over a year, but you know, when I was married, I was the driver.
Yeah.
You know, I drove everywhere.
Trust me, I remember
just automatic.
I would go
straight to the driver's side no matter what.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now, you know, when I meet up with friends, you know, we just meet at places. No one's really offered to drive.
Nick,
unless it's a night of drinking, and then I'll be like, hey, can I meet you at your place and we'll just drive in your car or something like that?
Responsible, Nick. I love it, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Kristen and Delavan wrote in. She is always the driver because she's sober, which is annoying.
Somebody's
got to do it, right? Well, Nick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good morning, guys.
You too, man.
I wonder what age that changes where you just start meeting everybody there. You stop all going together like you used to.
Mid to late 20s, I'd call it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After like 26, 27, you're like, let's just meet there.
After that starter marriage, like Nick. All right, Lisa is calling from Greenfield this morning. Good morning, Lisa. It's his
good morning.
Hammer's wife, who hasn't called in a minute, but good morning.
You're going to have to yell at him for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually sitting right next to me.
Oh,
this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, never mind. We're talking to you, Lisa. Good morning.
Are you driving or is he? You can't be a backseat talker. Lisa, are you driving? Or?
Passenger prince over here.
Who's driving?
Yeah, I'm driving.
I told you, passenger prince.
And she's calling.
Passenger king.
Excuse me, your highness.
He's actually sitting outside of his job right now.
Hey, wepa.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's I like it. You're driving him, Lisa. Thanks for calling, you guys. Have a good day at work, Hammer.
Thank you.
Later, y'all.
Charlie texted in and said, I'm a driver all the time. I put about 200 miles on a day.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Well, that's different. You drive for money.
True that. True. Like, it is different.
Who wouldn't drive for money?
You're not wrong about that. Crystal's an Elkhorn. This morning. Crystal, are you the one who texted in that said depends on who has the nicer car?
No.
Yes. That's valid, though.
I don't care about that.
No, if you got a nicer car, you could drive.
As long as you have air conditioning and heat, I'm fine.
Listen, if the homie with the Lamborghini wants to drive, I'm not going to say no.
If you have a homie with a Lamborghini, I'm like...
You want to meet him?
Yes.
I bet. We'll talk later.
Crystal, are you a driver or a passenger?
If it was legal for me to drive, I would drive everywhere all the time, but sadly, I can't.
Why?
Oh, what?
Are you...
Can you tell us?
Hold on. Are you under 16 or something?
I think I'm a minor.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I started driving at 8-9 years old, Crystal, but I mean...
Don't encourage the illegal behavior.
No, it was only in a parking lot.
Crystal, how old are you?
12.
Oh, Crystal,
you got no business
Mom,
driving.
I'm sorry. You got 4 years of hell left before she can drive herself. I'm sorry,
Get
Mom.
Her a simulator. Get her a little driving simulator.
You know what's funny? Parents are driving kids to school all over right now going, I can't wait till these kids get their license.
And then they're going, see, DZ started driving early. Let me drive.
No.
School right now.
Oh, see? Exactly.
Too good, Crystal.
All right, Crystal. Thanks for calling. Have a good day at school.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We see all your texts coming in. They're really funny. Somebody said, Ryder, my first purchase after my lottery win will be a driver.
Okay. Yes, sir. Give me a driver too, my boy.
I would take a driver. I'd be good with that.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
There is nothing more awkward than your coworker asking you how much you make. So, DZ, how much do you make?
You first.
You know what? Never mind.
Moving on. Actually.
So where were we? Okay. What would DZ do today involves somebody asking about their coworker's wage?
Yeah,
what's the story?
Yeah, somebody wants to avoid it too. So Grace wrote in and said, I recently started a job working in a warehouse of a retail chain in the area. I was part of a large group of new employees hired to prepare for the holiday season.
Okay.
On the seasonal workers, yeah. You know what it is,
totally.
Especially for retail.
Mm-hmm.
So during the first week of work, I overheard coworkers talking about how much they make and discovering that some people are making more than others for the same job.
Okay.
Said the position is hourly and the pay was never disclosed in the job posting, but there's people getting upset realizing the difference. The other day, I was asked how much I make per hour, to which I lied and said, I don't know, and quickly changed the subject, which I'm sure made things even weirder, but it's because I don't want to get wrapped up in any drama that may happen. I don't know if I make more than everyone, but I'm not low man on the totem pole either.
So he knows he makes more than a few.
Grace is out here cashing now. Yeah,
she. My bad, I forgot.
She. No, how do you go about being at work with coworkers trying to find out how much everyone makes?
See, some people are very specific about that it's better for everyone if we all tell each other how much we make, because then your company can't screw you and you can hold them accountable.
True.
But then it's pretty awkward if you know you make more than somebody.
Yeah, man.
You be like, hey, I make more than you. Go ask for as much as I make.
BT dubs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, wearing the conversation that becomes okay has always been a little weird to me.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Money makes me mad. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Talking about it, thinking about it, spending it, not spending it. The dollar, el peso, makes me feel very, very weird.
It's always been that way about money with people. You're not supposed to talk about it.
Right. And I wish we would.
But some people say we should, is my point.
A lot of people say we should. I've had recent experiences where people say we should. And they're like, no, we always talk about how much we get paid and blah, 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 like servers, retail workers, stuff like that. And I'm always like, listen, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm uncomfortable with my parents. I'm uncomfortable talking about money with my wife half the time. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, baby, you just take my card. You do whatever. As long as things are paid and we good to go, we good.
You're
okay?
The accountant.
You got it. You got it, Ma. You the accountant. No OnlyFans. Like,
you wouldn't know if it came through, would you? It's okay. It's on your feet.
True.
So you say don't respond. Ooh. Don't ask about. What do you say?
Bro, I'm getting hot talking about it, thinking about it. This ain't even my situation. Mm-hmm. Like, great. I'm uncomfortable for Grace.
Yeah.
I would just say be direct.
You know why some people say it's good to talk about it, though?
Sure.
Because you had for years women in the same position as men making way less because nobody would talk about it.
Equality
in
the workplace.
And then you'd find out and be like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Big mad.
And so I get why it's good, but I also get why it's awkward.
What if something's DOE, dependent on experience?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't really say anything about it.
Right.
Male, female, race, religion, creed. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's dependent on experience. Doesn't matter if you're doing the same job or not. You take somebody, let's say in Grace's situation, she's in a warehouse, right? For a retail chain. She has worked in a warehouse before. She's worked in a warehouse for 5 years, let's say.
Yeah.
Theoretical.
Yeah.
5 years, still comes on to do the same job as somebody that has never worked in retail before.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay Grace and person entry level B?
Hell no.
The same? No.
No, absolutely not.
So we're like, and then
so
when
then
you start
they
to
can't
have,
talk about it.
You can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
And you legally, I don't think a job or a workplace can stop you from talking about money or wage. But
they
it
can't.
Is that uncomfortable.
They can't,
factor.
So tell me how much you make. No, I'm just
on the count of three, we're gonna say it at the same time.
One, two, three, zero.
We don't get you don't, what? We get paid the same. We broke, baby.
Broke AM, baby. 1-414-1414.
Numero uno.
You have to dial one before our number, 533-1037. Grace wants to know what she should do. How should you go about talking about your pay with coworkers? Do you talk about it? Do you not talk about it? We heard what DZ thinks.
Just, I tell her to keep running. Honestly, just say, hey, I don't really like talking about money and leave it at that. If they don't respect that, they keep asking, then that becomes like a whole little HR situation where now you're getting harassed at work.
If you're not
comfortable talking about anything, you just say, I'm not comfortable, and that should be good enough.
1-414-533-1037. What do you do? Do you tell people how much you make, or hell to the no? We're going to talk about it next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So we're talking about Grace, who wrote into the show and asked what to do because her coworkers were asking how much she makes.
Grace's coworkers asking about the guap. Grace is getting the guap question.
She knows she makes more, so she doesn't want to answer.
I mean, do you blame her?
No.
Honestly,
I don't.
It's an awkward situation when you go, how much do you make? Bang. How much do you make? Bing. And you go,
Let's go to Danielle in Milwaukee first this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So how much do you make? Just
don't and answer where do that. You work?
I make $70,000.
Ooh,
no, I'm just joking.
No, I was going to say flex on.
I was like, okay, go on. Because if you're really going to tell me, I'll receive right, it. Right. Everybody can call at this point
it's,
and tell me.
It's your tea to spill.
In all honesty, though, I mean, I'll put it out there for the air. So, yeah, I do make $27 an hour.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
I'm not ashamed of it. And yes, I am going to go ahead and talk about my pay because, like DZ said before, it does depend on your experience. However, not every workplace looks at it that way. Mm. So when I am a medical assistant, so when I come into some, in my category, if you will, I do find myself comparing my my worth ethics, you know, to those in the same. Mm-hmm. I went to school for mine where some people don't.
True.
So in my particular case, I'm like, wait a second. I have thousands of dollars in debt and I'm getting paid the same amount as you graduating from high school doing the same amount. What?
Which is just not fair.
Big what?
Okay. A big fat capital W-H-A-T.
Yeah, you know, you made me nervous for a second. Now, big fat capital, a lot of letters. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, retroactively speaking, yes, I feel like I'm not going to be ashamed. I mean, if you're qualified more than me, hey, do you, boo.
Yeah.
I'll support the next person. But at the end of the day, don't be mad at me because you're not as qualified as me.
Man, I wish the situation was that simple, but somebody will always be mad, dog. Mm-hmm. And that's how
Somebody always will.
Mm-hmm. Always. Somebody goes, but.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the point, that but. You know what I mean? Keep it in a sentence, not in your mouth.
Danielle, I like you.
Thanks
you're funny.
Thanks for calling. Congrats on making 27. In an hour.
I know. Flex on them again.
Go, girl.
Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Bye.
Kayla is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Kayla, how much do you make? I'm kidding. I can't believe Danielle answered that, but I'm here for it if you want to tell us.
10 toes. She said it with a chest. Good morning, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
No,
you're here. And
good morning.
You don't have to say how much you make unless you totally want to, and then we're here for it.
She was doing calculations. She was like, are we talking about a year? Or?
Honestly, both my husband and I are public employees. Okay. So I'm a teacher, and he works for a county. So, like, I'm all about income disclosure anyways, but also, like, as a public employee, anybody can look it up if you know their name.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, whatever. Like, okay, go ahead. Yep, my $53,000 a year. There you go.
Is that what it is? Okay, good. All right. We're on.
Now we know.
Everybody's telling us how much they make, and I am loving this. This is not how I thought this was going to go, but I am here for
People
it.
People are very transparent, but it's refreshing, man, for real.
Right after everyone's telling us, somebody texted in, it's no one's bleeping business what anyone makes at work as we talk about it being public.
Well, I mean, if you got to be honest, in Kayla's situation,
in
her and her husband's, as public workers, you, either
I
way.
I get it, because taxes and all that, people are paying for it. Anyway, sorry, Kayla. Go on.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I think, too, like, it is the, you know, getting away from that, like, well, how come this person's making this, but we have the same qualifications and the same experience, like, if you don't talk about that, you don't know if you or somebody else is getting screwed over.
That's right. That's why they say it's actually better for employees to communicate about wages, because then the company has to pay everyone appropriately.
I mean, that's why unions exist. And if you ain't part of a union, why do you really have a say-so?
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, though, and said,
Word. Let's go.
We'll leave Kayla at that. Thanks, Kayla.
Have a great day.
Somebody texted in and said, you accepted the job at the rate you paid. It's on you. If you're not happy with it, find another job.
Bang, that part.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm a female mechanic and I make $31 an hour. I am loving that people are just texting in their wages. Somebody said, I'm on track to make $76,000. Well, you better tell me what you do.
Mechanics make $31 an hour? I'm still on the last text. Hey.
And a female.
I'm about to go to mechanic school. Hold on, Allie.
Last but not least, you can't go to mechanic school. You have a job.
No, I'll do it at night.
No.
Mechanic overnight.
Denied. Tony is in Racine this morning. I'm not letting you go take a job that may pay you better.
Morning, Tony. What's the word?
Hey, Tony.
What's up, you guys?
I can't find out if we pay him more because I can't ask him how much he makes, so I don't know.
And I won't tell because it makes me uncomfortable.
Tony, do you tell people how much you make?
I make well enough to be comfortable.
That okay, part. That's good.
That part.
I got three businesses, plus I work a full-time job. So, mm-hmm. It's a lot. Sometimes I can't keep track.
You know, is Tony a millionaire? He lost count.
Must be nice.
I'm not a millionaire. I make enough to take care of Allie. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, yo. Trouble alert.
Fire. Bang, bang, bang.
Honest to God, I've never had a man say that to me. Ever. And you know how many people I've dated?
You said, girl, I can take care
of
you.
That's because you ain't dating me.
No, Tony, you're right, because you're engaged to be married, you weirdo.
You notice how the bass in this voice?
Three is a trio.
Oh! Man's got bass in his voice and everything, man.
You know why they never say it to me? Because none of them make more than me.
Hey, yo!
Again, that's your fault. That's applying for a job that you don't, anyways.
No, they're applying for the job they can't afford is more like it.
In all seriousness, stop
Tony,
it.
Yeah.
It sounds like Tony really doesn't like to disclose how much he actually makes.
No, I do. Actually, I enjoy, and I really think people should talk about, in a workplace area, how much they make or what they earned, because it's awareness, right? So you got this younger generation coming in demanding $18 an hour to flip burgers, right?
Mm.
Well, the cook might make $18 an hour because he's been there for 9 years.
Right.
You know, why do these cashiers get that? But in general, any workplace area, you got people demanding more money without the experience. And then you do have the jobs that the companies that play favorites and, okay, I will give you a raise, but not Susie. Well, why not? You know, so I think it should be talked about. So that way it's all one awareness to the younger generation on how we can balance. And if you're not making what I'm making, then you're doing something wrong in life, not me. You need to be more motivated. You need to work your way up there. You can be mad all you want, but I busted my butt to get where I'm at. So in order for you to be happy like I am, then you need to work harder instead of running the streets or doing whatever it is you're
complaining
doing.
Complaining or worrying about me.
One more thing can we talk about that is huge. You have to be able to walk away to make more money at a lot of jobs. And a lot of people, one, they can't afford it to lose their job, or they're afraid to, or they don't have anything lined up, right? I will say, people are texting in how much they make. Should we share them on the air quick?
Hell no.
Yes, we should. Tony,
do you see me
go.
Sweating right now?
Yep, have a good day,
bye.
Guys.
Appreciate you, bro.
They're offering it up, so I'm going to tell you. Somebody texted in, because this is good stuff. They said, I manage a salon, and I make $115,000 a year. Somebody said, I'm an ultrasound tech. I make $47.93 an hour.
Ooh-wee! So, ultrasound techs cashing out!
Isn't this interesting? You know you want me to read these. Somebody said,
I do. Okay,
well, so let me... These are good stuff. I'm an orthodontic assistant. I make $24 an hour. Somebody said, I make it just over six figures. I'm a heavy equipment operator in the local 139.
I can equip heavy equipment.
All these people that wrote in, keep it coming. Somebody said, I started a job in August. I was there more than 2 hours, and the guy training me asked what I was making. I'm on track to hit
$112,000. Woo!
I'm a buyer planner in Milwaukee. I'm 28. I make $75,000 a year.
Yeah, salute. You are on the way.
I am loving reading these. I'm loving that you guys are texting all these in, because I am nosy. And we are here for it.
I'm still not going to tell you what I make. But.
No, we're not. I'm an 11th year teacher. I make $62,000. That's not enough. Somebody said, I'm a nurse. I make just under $40 an hour.
Listen,
okay, this is good stuff. We could go on. I'll stop.
Healthcare field is cashing out. And like you said, they don't pay the teachers enough. I'll say it again.
They don't
pay the teachers enough.
I'll say it again, too. They don't pay the teachers enough. Don't forget, we've got Chelsea Handler tickets at 7:45 this morning. So 20 minutes away. And if you're getting out of the car, or you're not going to be around, just turn us on the Odyssey app on your phone or tablet. It's that easy.
Oh, you nicer than I was. I was going to be like, if you're getting out the car and you're going to just be out the car, that sucks.
You're
going to miss these tickets.
Oh,
no.
Well.
No, you can always listen on the Odyssey app, of
sucks
course.
Sucks to be you.
Suckers.
Get the Odyssey app. AUDACY is the Odyssey app. It's orange. Because my mom would be like, what color?
What color is it?
What does the app look like when I go to the app store?
I wasn't going to say this, but it's kind of Bears colors.
Shut up.
I said what I said.
Say something about the Bears on this show. I will suspend you for a full hour.
Bye. Right now? Starting now?
I almost said a day, and then I was like, no, I need him.
Don't,
an hour.
Don't give him that much time. Don't give this boy that much time.
You get an extra hour in the bathroom. That's what you get.
Ooh, that's all I need.
So, DZ, what's going on?
Because I was going to say, all right, so y'all know I've been going to the chiropractor.
Yeah,
get my back in check. Mm-hmm. And at the chiropractor, this has nothing nothing to do with my back whatsoever.
Okay.
Well, it almost did if I had done this. But at the chiropractor, there's this pumpkin. And it's not a regular, degular pumpkin. And we've talked about pumpkins because it is the season of pumpkins, right?
This like is, a pumpkin on display, you mean?
It's a pumpkin on display. And it is a
The reason I said, what are we doing? Because I wrote down big ass pumpkin. And I was like, what are we? What happened?
Gee. So at the chiropractor that I've been going to over at Connect, right? They got this pumpkin. And I saw it once and went, holy bleep, this is a real big pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the office laughed like, all right, it's huge, right?
Yeah.
Walked out, didn't ask nothing about it. I was just overwhelmed by the pumpkin. Last time I went on Monday, I walked in. I was like, all right, I was so overwhelmed last time. I forgot to ask, how big is this pumpkin? This pumpkin is 150 pounds. It is huge.
Huge. That's the size of Hudson. I can't lift Hudson.
150 pounds.
Yeah.
Biggest pumpkin I've ever seen in my life. In my head, I went, ooh, I can lift that.
Yeah, no.
I can lift 150 pounds.
Yeah, right.
Easy. Macho Man over here went, ho, 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 ho.
Could you lift it?
I could have, but then I got to really.
I could have. Okay.
Well, but let me explain. Let me explain.
Your voice got higher there.
I had just done my adjustment, so I didn't want to, you know, ruin any of the adjusting and work that they had just done.
You didn't want to mess up your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And I also got to thinking the fact that this thing is 150 pounds. Though I can lift 150 pounds, it's a ball. This is strongman competition stuff here. You watch people on ESPN lift a 150 pound ball and lift it on like a pedestal or something for the world's strongest man. I'm not doing that.
And
I don't
imagine
have...
if you dropped it.
No.
Imagine. That's where I'm going in my mind. Like, imagine you pick up the 150 pound pumpkin with all good intentions and it slips.
Oops.
Game over.
Oops, sorry.
For somebody that spent a lot of time growing that bad boy.
Oh, dang. Yeah. And then they do got it on full display. Like, it's a marquee feature. This is how big this pumpkin is.
I know people that grow pumpkins and they do all this farming, and I want to say they had like a 1,500 pound pumpkin or something. These people I know. It's something crazy.
Just saw a picture
something
of it.
Something crazy.
I think it might have been you that showed me the picture of the 1,500 pound pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Huge.
Yeah, that was Fran and Gary. They know who they are. They know what's up.
You don't pick that up.
No.
You don't move that.
No, they were like doing it to show it in like competitions. I'm like, this is like a thing, man.
People come to see a pumpkin that big. You don't bring that pumpkin to see people.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew such a big pull? You could sell tickets showing pumpkins.
A prize pumpkin, man. And honestly, I kind of want to ask if I can have it when they're done with
it. Yeah.
Because I want to put that in my yard. Well, so when I go today, I will be asking.
It's gonna die at some point, right?
No. Yes.
Come on. The pumpkin's gonna go bad at some point.
Do you know
how
many pumpkin seeds are gonna come out of that thing, though?
Yes, that would be fun to go diving for pumpkin seeds.
You ever seen the pictures of babies when they like put them inside of pumpkins? They cut the legs out, cut the arms out. Very cute, adorable.
Of course I have.
Now
it's
imagine
hysterical.
Grown man me doing that with a pumpkin. It's that big. I want that pumpkin. All of the fun we could have with that pumpkin.
If you do that picture with that pumpkin, I will move the earth to get that pumpkin to this radio station. I don't know what I got to do or who I got to, you know, what.
What forklift we got to rent?
Or whatever.
What strong man we got to borrow?
I don't know, but I will figure it out.
I'm down. That's what I'm saying. Like, think of all of the activities.
Whoever's got the pumpkin, call me.
I'll be at the chiropractor today. I'm going to ask. You think I'm playing?
I don't think you're playing. I think we need that pumpkin, and it's going to be here in 20 days if we do it right.
Look me in my eyeballs. You know I'm serious.
Get the pumpkin.
I'll get the pumpkin.
Good. All right.
Bet.
Thank you. Coming up next, we have to do Am I the Jerk?
That's right.
And this involves someone who waited to buy a ring.
Huh?
He proposed without a ring.
Huh?
Why?
Oh.
I'll tell you next.
I know why.
I will tell you next, and we'll decide if it was a jerk move or not. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Is Jonathan the jerk for waiting until she said yes to buy a ring?
Bruh.
We got this one. You can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can always slide into our DMs as well. But we got this one, and I thought, I just saw this on TV. This literally happened on a reality show as well.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time this has happened, and
no.
It's probably not the last.
It happened on 90 Day Fiancé, and I was like, I just saw this. This is what he said. He said, hey, Allie and DZ, I proposed to my girlfriend last week, and she said yes. After she said yes, she asked where the ring was, and I told her I hadn't bought it yet. I wanted to make sure that she said yes first, and then we would go pick it out together.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to make sure that she was happy with the ring. She was embarrassed and told me that I should have had a ring ready to go before I proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should just be happy going to look for a ring together. So am I the jerk for waiting until she said yes to buy a ring, Jonathan?
Jonathan. It depends on how much you're dependent on traditions, right? Because traditionally, you get down on a knee, the box comes out, the ring is revealed, and the, oh my God, Jonathan! Yes, I love you, baby! Right?
Do you know? Yeah.
But.
But. Do you know what I thought when I saw this very similar scenario on 90 Day Fiancé?
What'd you think?
He doesn't want to commit. That was what I thought. I thought he's afraid to commit until he's not even sure.
Oh, he's got reservations.
That's what I thought when I was watching it happen to another couple. I thought, why didn't he buy a ring? If they've been talking about getting married, and now all of a sudden he doesn't have one.
Thinks there's a chance she might say no. Mm-hmm. He thinks there's a chance it could fall through. It'll fail. Ooh. Yeah, I get that. But
why are you proposing if you haven't talked about it? No, I feel like you should be talking about the ring and all these things.
Had to have talked about it. You had to have talked about it. That's kind of how me and my wife did it. When I was getting ready to propose, we had already looked at rings. I knew the one she wanted.
Same.
The conversation had been had. There was no guessing, questioning. I don't know, man. This feels a little strange. It feels like Buddy was just maybe nervous.
I thought people go to look for rings together because I did the same before I got married years ago.
Some people might not. That's what I'm saying. It depends on how traditional you are. Right? Because if you're non-traditional, I could see you wanting to propose and not lose the moment. Imagine this, just theoretical scenario. You're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's perfect. You hadn't necessarily planned to propose.
You
but
knew
wow.
it was coming, though.
You knew it was coming, but you didn't bring a ring because you're on vacation. You're not going to go out and buy one in Hawaii or wherever you're at. You just might just go, baby, I ain't get a ring, but I wanted to propose to you. You're the love of my life. Will you marry me? And she's going to go, oh, you stupid for not getting a ring, but yes, I'll marry you. And then you go get a ring. That's the only reason I see this happening.
Okay.
If they were like in an extreme situation, he just wanted to do it, didn't want to lose the moment, and went, I just got to propose to you, girl. Ooh, I feel the fire burning within me.
Natalie texted in and said, 100% the jerk. Have confidence in yourself. Shouldn't have asked if you had any worries. She'd say no. Somebody else texted in and said, absolutely 100% not a jerk. He's actually being very prudent. And she said, if she said no, he would have to take the ring back and face the embarrassment.
Dang, that is true too,
huh? Then talk about it before you propose. It is a lifelong decision. You should not be getting married to someone you haven't talked to about getting married
true.
With or about rings
true.
Or about what your money situation is or your plans. How can you be with someone forever and not know these things?
You know people do that all the time, though.
It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
God.
What it is, it's a miscommunication, man. He thought they were ready. She thought they were ready. He didn't think that she was going to say yes for sure, though. He didn't want to spend $2,000, $3,000 or plus on a ring to go wah wah wah. She said no. I hear what that texter's saying with the not the jerk. I ain't gonna lie. He wanted to be prepared.
Listen, we will take your calls and your text. 1-414. You have to dial 1-414-533-1037. What do we think? Is Jonathan a jerk for waiting until she said yes to buy the ring?
I don't know.
I'm more worried about them lasting, period.
Oof.
It's got nothing to do with the ring at this point. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Jonathan wants to know if he's the jerk for waiting until she said yes to buy a ring, proposed without one. It's not going well for him.
I don't know. Oh, this one's tough, bro.
Yeah. Let's go to LaToya, though, this morning in Milwaukee. I am so glad she got back through. One of our regulars who called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. LaToya! You know, hey, listen, this is really awkward, but the last time I talked to you, your husband was holding me up in the air. And DZ and I called you, and it was really awkward. Listen, I never knew LaToya's husband was a Milwaukee firefighter until he literally had my leg in the air at the Susan G. Komen walk. And he said, you know my wife, LaToya.
BT Dubs. Whilst me and my boys hold you in the air, perfect time to let you know my wife's a regular.
Yeah, you know my wife. And I go,
so funny, yo.
He was the nicest guy, LaToya.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We missed you and we're glad you're back. What do you think? Is Jonathan a jerk for waiting until she said yes to buy a ring?
Keep it a buck.
You know, I don't think he's a jerk. I think he almost lacks confidence, though.
Ooh.
So that's where
That's fair.
Confident about her saying, yeah, like DZ said, like, did he know she was going to say yes? Like, but I also, like, I'm a control freak, so I also understand him going, well, I wanted her to pick out her own ring.
Sure.
So it's like,
yeah. She could be controlling or picky.
You got to respect his opinion and his options and his desire to have her involved like that.
There are people that texted in that the man should pick the ring, not the woman.
Nah.
Or maybe I should say the person proposing.
I disagree with all that.
Because we have to wear it forever.
Right.
I mean, hopefully forever.
Well, the goal.
Yeah. I resold mine. But you have to wear them forever. I said what
forever.
I said. Forever. And you would have to wear that on your hand and like it.
You got to enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. So LaToya says not a jerk.
Yeah, just
not
dumb.
A jerk.
Okay, or no, not dumb. Not. Lacks confidence.
Yeah. Like, won't commit. That's what I said. Thanks for calling, LaToya. Sorry that your husband picked me up.
She didn't mind. He asked for permission.
We were doing it for a good cause, okay?
It was to save the boobs.
It was for boobs, okay? Let's go to Jenna in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Okay, so Jonathan proposed without a ring.
Yikes.
Is he the jerk?
He's a total jerk.
Ooh, talk to us. Why you say?
Go on.
I agree with what LaToya said. Like, he clearly lacks confidence. Like, why would you propose if you had any doubt in your mind that she was going to say no?
That is true.
Like, you should propose when you both think that you're ready to make that step.
Right. Because though it's tradition, it's a part of it that she should be. You're a partnership.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening, yeah.
Right. Go on. Mm-hmm.
And, I've been married for 15 years, and when my husband and I were dating, we would go to jewelry stores and try on rings, and to stay out of that pressure, we're like, no, we're brother and sister. Oh, I think she'd love this ring. You know, have fun with it. Then he kind of knew, you know, exactly what ring I wanted and my ring size and stuff. And, like, I feel like if he's ready to propose, he should have the confidence and he should know what his woman wants.
True.
I agree with that.
You know what it feels like? There should be, like, almost a coaching in the relationship. And it sounds like Jenna literally did this and went, okay, we're going to go check rings out. We're going to dabble in a little bit. Now you know I like this many stones, this many diamonds, the band with this many twists and turns and glimmers and oohs and ahs. Yeah, you got to have, you got to practice.
Somebody texted
you gotta practice.
And they said the opposite. They said, not the jerk. Do you know how many women live in silent disappointment over the ring? Now she'll get exactly what she wants, which makes them sound ridiculous just when you say it like that. Like, ah, my ring. Like, first world problems. But at the same time, my ring. I gotta wear this forever.
I got proposed and married to, but I don't like the ring. Ooh, that's like a whole nother situation.
I feel like we might have had that on Am I the Jerk before, where she didn't like the ring. That might have been something somebody sent in before. I don't know. But
and maybe this is why Jonathan waited. He heard it before and went, you know what? I ain't gonna make that same mistake.
Jenna said jerk, though.
Yup, we're split.
Thanks for calling, Jenna.
Yep, strip the sheets.
Strip the sheets.
Jenna called another day, and she was the strip the sheets girl. That's why she said that. Let's go to Sarah in Kenosha this morning, because Sarah's got to be our tiebreaker. It's all her today. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Buenos dias. You're the tiebreaker.
How's it going?
Well,
it's up to you. It's on your shoulders. What
you
do you
tell
say?
Us.
100% jerk.
Ooh.
Total jerk.
Yikes.
I would have said, catch me when you have a ring. I'll give you my answer then.
Ooh, flipped it on him. Been like, oh, wouldn't you like to know? Show me the ring. Dang.
100%.
Wow.
If they are at that point where they are talking about marriage, you need to know. You can't sneak on her Pinterest page. You haven't talked to her best friend.
Right.
Like, come on.
True. Ooh, that's true.
Her mom isn't available to speak to. Like,
I've seen a situation, though, where they went looking together and then he still didn't get a ring she liked.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever seen that happen?
No.
Well, then that man was an idiot.
Well, at that rate, dog, you can't be helped.
They're divorced now.
Right.
So, yeah, but I've seen that happen before where I was like, whoa, this is awkward. Yeah. How did you go look for rings together and still get the wrong one?
How you still get the wrong one, man?
Come on. That was doomed from the start, but anyway. But yeah, so Sarah says jerk, which makes everybody a jerk.
Yeah, Jonathan's a jerk.
100%.
Yeesh. Yeah. All right. Can't fight it.
Mm-mm. Well, thank you for calling, Sarah. You're the tiebreaker.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
So, should we give away these Chelsea Handler tickets right now?
I'm always ready to give away tickets, especially a comedian. Chelsea Handler, let's go.
Let's go. 414. You have to dial 1.
1414.
I keep saying that because it apparently makes a difference.
1414
533 1037. That is the number. Call number 30. You're going to go see Chelsea Handler. She's coming to town this month, 15 days away, October 26th, the Bradley Symphony Orchestra. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Love that new Olivia Rodrigo. That's Bad Idea, right? But we are giving away tickets to see Chelsea Handler when she comes to town October 26th.
It's a good idea, right?
It's a good idea. Helen. And Helen is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Hello. What are you up to this morning?
I am on my way to work. I'm just pulling into the lot.
Ooh, what a time. Where do you work? Because you know we're nosy.
Mm-hmm. I work for Milwaukee Public Schools.
Ah, nice.
Well, then I don't need to ask how much you make like we did earlier to people, because it's not probably not enough because you're a teacher probably, and we'll just end it at that. But hey, congratulations!
You're going
to see Chelsea Handler. You're going to see her at the Bradley Symphony Orchestra October 26th. All right, Helen?
Yes, I'm so excited.
That's very cool. I mean, now you can bring somebody. I don't know if you've got a date already planned or you got to figure it out, but mm-hmm. you're going to be one very, very popular person today at work.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Well, good. Everyone at work that's not nice to you is going to be nice today in case they want to go to Chelsea Handler. Hold on, Helen. We're going to get your info, okay?
Will do.
All right. Well, we will do it again tomorrow, same time. Chelsea Handler coming to town. And it's like in 15 days. So it's somebody that needs plans soon. We got you. 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. Okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith did a brand new interview where she is finally revealing that her and Will Smith have been separated for 7 years, and she is saying they were separated for 6 before the slap.
Whoa.
She said that she thought that was a skit at first because she couldn't believe Will went up there and did that because they were separated.
You know what? Never mind.
She said it took her a second to process what was happening, and then she realized that it wasn't a skit and that Will had actually gone up there. But I'm like, well, if you weren't technically married, here's the thing though, they won't get divorced. She said they always agreed they will stay by each other's side, but yet they're not together and they're with other people. I don't get it. Just get divorced.
They're
the whole
separated.
Point of marriage is to be married. Like.
Yeah,
stop putting it out to the world that you figured it out. It's okay to say we're figuring it out, but to now say, oh, we've been separated for 6 or 7 years and we're sleeping with other people, but we're still together. Like,
we figured out our key to happiness. Saying we're married but being separated.
It makes no sense.
You just made that sound so funny when you strip it down to the bareness of it.
I always admired their honesty, and now I'm like, you're full of it.
Yeah, it feels weird.
You're full of it.
Well, if it works out for them.
You should have said you were separated then.
If it works out for them, we're not the people to be in their relationship.
True.
Right? Whatever they got going on is whatever. Now the August Alsina thing feels weird. The entanglement with her, awkward,
yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, well, now we understand why. The whole secret, quote unquote, that maybe Will Smith had been with Margot Robbie for a short period of time.
Clearly,
that's weird.
They were with other people. I think that's evident.
Now the slap is even weirder because now I'm like, was that a conspiracy? Why does that matter? Why did he go up there and slap somebody? It feels even faker now to me.
Well, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it just shows how emotionally unstable they were at that point, and that they had been separated for 6 years, and somebody saying something just sent Will over the edge. The whole thing is bizarre, but I will say the older I get, the less I try to judge people's marriages. But
True.
At this point, this isn't even a marriage. This is friends who are legally married,
no, that's
sleeping with other people. I'm like, I don't even, you're not even saying you're together with an open relationship. You're saying we are separated.
They have a marital agreement. It's not a marriage.
It's like, we're just not going to, even though we're not happy and we don't want to love each other like romantically, we're just going to stay married because.
They Chuck and Larrying the situation right now. It's cheaper to keep it. You feel me? That's saying. No, it's cheaper to keep each other than it is to separate, and especially once you're up in those upper echelons, you got kids involved. No, they're not kids. They're grown on their own, but you've got a family, and when you're the Smiths, right? Like, it makes it weird, dog. This whole thing just got weirder for me.
Because
you've heard rumblings, but now to have it confirmed on her podcast lets you know whatever y'all got going on is for y'all.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone else, apparently. But they're open. I mean, you want to ask Will or Jada out? Fair game. Apparently.
Triple alert.
How are you going to say you've been separated for 7 years? Surprise!
Surprise.
What the hell?
They need somebody that they can love together.
Thank you. Triple. People get real judgmental about the way you organize your phone. Who knew?
Really, though.
I mean.
You're not wrong.
I don't come over and tell you how to organize your house. So don't tell me how to organize my phone.
Some friends might come over and start organizing your house for you.
That's true. That's actually true. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Coming up next, we are going to have the discussion about organizing your phone and how you do it, because it is a real debate, I found out.
I'm particular.
Apparently. And I are opposites.
Which I find weird.
And why does everybody have an opinion about this anyway?
I have so many
questions. Why are you so judgmental about our phones?
Why do you care? It's my phone.
God. Talk about it next. I don't know why everybody's so concerned about the way we organize our phones, but it's a hot topic, I've learned.
It really is.
Sheesh.
We're invested in nothing that matters.
Seriously.
Why?
Why? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I didn't realize this was such an issue until I posted a screenshot of my home screen on Facebook weeks ago.
You made a mistake.
I sure did. Because you know what people said? They missed the whole point of the post.
Nope. They went on their own. What'd they say?
They started talking about my home screen, how many notifications I had, how my apps were organized, why do I have this app and not this? I mean, it was like, what the hell? I was like, what do you care the way my home screen looks on my phone, people?
How are your apps organized? Show me.
They're not.
What do you mean they're not? No. That's not okay.
Are you going to talk to me like my kids would right now? Because they do this to me. This is my home screen. What's wrong with my home screen? It's got every app I use on the home screen.
Now swipe to the right.
The right?
Okay.
Or you mean this way?
Either way. To the right, yeah. Okay, now swipe to the left again. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't really use anything past the homepage.
It's rare that
I go past the homepage to find stuff. This is all stuff I use occasionally, but barely ever.
You got zero organization to what you got going
zero.
On.
The only one that's all organized is dating, so my kids can't see it. That's the only one. I hide those in one little thing.
And what I mean by organization is that you can create subfolders inside of everything just to keep everything in one organized little space. And
I'll show you on the iPhone,
and I'm sure you can do it on other phones too, but I'll show you right now with my phone what I'm talking about. I've got every single one of my apps organized in a little subfolder.
Yeah, it's
annoying. It's categorized in alphabetical order. So I got a folder for audio. I got a folder for correspondence. I got extras. There's finance.
There's social media.
My games. There's a social. There's language. There's music. There's living lifestyle. And it goes down the line. I got video, utility, television, travel, reading, shopping, transportation.
I get it.
What?
I get it. I don't. But you know what? That's another click for me.
Why is it
another? Why do I need to put what I use inside of another folder? So now when you need to go to certain things, you have to click inside of the folder to get to the app. You can't just click it on the front screen like I can.
Or misclick it on accident.
I don't use enough.
You don't use it enough?
No.
Oh, come on.
I feel like the things I use are on the front page.
I don't want to get on your life right now, but I just feel like that looks so hectic. It's untidy. It looks unkept.
I don't know.
You know where everything is, though.
Yeah,
you know where your apps are. And if anybody were to change the way you organize your stuff, you'd be lost. Where'd my Snapchat go? Where's my Instagram? Where's my email?
I would flip out. You're right. Exactly. Because this is crazy to me that people care this much. And whoever wrote on my page and said, oh, I can't believe the way you have your apps organized, I wrote back and I said, do I come to your house and tell you how to organize your cabinets? Because that's how I felt. Like, that's how it made me feel when she said that about my phone. I go, this has nothing to do with you, how I organize my home screen. But okay, let's talk about it then.
There's got to be some cohesion to how you put stuff in. You can't tell me that there's this sadistic of a person that just downloads apps and leaves them wherever they download.
Me.
No.
In fact, I downloaded two the other day and I already forgot what I downloaded.
No.
I need to go see what I added. I can't remember anymore. The plant app. Plant parent.
Trying to keep your plants alive.
Never opened it, but I downloaded it so I could find out what plants are. I don't know how to identify plants, and I have all these plants, and I don't know what's a weed and what's not. So I got the plant app.
Ain't used it.
Didn't use it. What else did I download? No, that's it.
The only time I'll leave apps unorganized is when I'm not sure if I'm going to keep the app long term or not. For example, I just downloaded this like golf link random app that's supposed to connect you with similar golfers in the area.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
I went in it twice. I haven't really gone in it since. I'm wondering if I should just delete it because I don't think I'm really going to use it, right? That I haven't organized yet.
But what if? This is where I have with apps. I can't delete them because what if I need it?
What if,
right now I'm looking at the Subway app. Do I need the Subway app? But no, but what if I do?
What if you need it?
What if I do one day?
What if all of a sudden Subway needs you to do something?
What if I want to order Subway one day? What if?
And you don't want to walk in, you want it ready.
What if?
What if?
So I refuse to delete the Subway. Same thing with Jimmy John's. What if?
What if I randomly do want to connect with people?
I mean, there's so many apps on here I could delete, but I don't, because what if?
So you don't organize your apps? Not at all. You just let them where they lie, and then you learn the location.
Because I only use the first page for the most part. Oof. I'm telling you.
Nope, I gotta organize my stuff. I have to. I don't know if it's a quirk. I just need to.
How do you guys organize your phones? That is the debate today. I didn't know this was such a hot topic, but it is. Do you organize your apps? Are you specific? Do you have apps you don't use? Do you have, like me, a ton that you don't use just sitting on your phone? Does it make you crazy? 1 is what you have to dial before our number.
1-414.
Thank you.
533-1037.
We will talk to you next. You can call or text that. How do you arrange your phone? It's a hot topic we didn't know was an issue, because I don't arrange my apps. I just let them all sit there, and the world was horrified when I posted a screenshot one day on Facebook. Ugh.
You're not arranged, you're deranged.
Maybe.
Or unarranged, because deranged sounds terrible.
That's true, but
never mind.
You know I got thick skin. Call me what you want, I don't care.
You know what I meant. Not deranged in like the emotional sense.
Well, depends on the day.
Just the apps on your phone are deranged. What's wrong with you? Organize them.
And once every 2 weeks on a Sunday. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, I'm with you. My home screen gets a lot of people angry. I never knew until I posted that screenshot that this made people angry. Somebody said, I'm with Allie. No organization whatsoever.
Wow.
Same Allie. I leave them chaotic, like my life. Thank you.
At least you guys are admitting it, okay?
Thank you.
I'll give y'all that. I'll give y'all that much.
Amanda is calling from Racine this morning, and I can't wait to hear which way she goes on this. Amanda.
You're number one. Woo!
Hey.
Do you organize your apps on your phone, or are you a sociopath, apparently, like I am?
Nobody said sociopath, just slightly unstable.
Deranged.
So, I didn't know that was a big thing, honestly.
I didn't either.
I normally just install and delete. Install, delete when I need them.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay.
No. Amanda, did you just say you delete your apps often?
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then I install them when I need them.
Oh, fair. No.
So she does what I do, like with the food ones. Like, she'll delete, let's say, I don't know, I'm making up Domino's.
Whatever.
And then she'll
app.
Re-download it when she needs it.
Yeah.
And then wow. same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
That's almost as bad
as... that's what I do with Little Caesars.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are so much.
That's what I do with Tinder.
Download it when I need it.
Delete it on Monday, download it on Friday. No, I'm just kidding. That's
Allie, you are funny.
I'm kidding.
But I will say, the one app I make sure to have is the Odyssey app on the front screen.
Yes!
That part.
I got the Odyssey app on the front screen. Same.
And Amanda is not a paid actor.
We don't even pay her.
Exactly.
She streams us for free.
Not an endorsement. Exactly.
Hashtag should be.
Should be an ad.
Oh, Amanda, you are wild.
We love you. We'll see you on the Odyssey app.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, we have got Alana in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Alana. How do you organize your phone?
I don't. When I download my app, I just leave them wherever they're downloaded. So I have like 3 slides just worth of apps.
Oh my
gosh. That are just there.
Oh, wow.
Do you memorize the pages at least so you can get to it quick? Or do you got to search it when you're looking for it?
I like memorize them all. So I just know like Facebook's there, like Instagram's on this
okay.
side.
I'll give you that.
She knows the big 3.
Even though mine aren't in folders, I don't have to look to know where they're at on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And if something moves and I get flustered.
So you notice. There's organization. There's a method to your madness.
Mm-hmm. If something happens, then I'm like, yeah. I don't know where it went. So,
you know what I think? I think Alana and you have like just a difference in organizational skills. Like the way we all think
she's
about
too
it
loud.
Is different.
We gotta thanks Appreciate for calling, you, Alana. Thank you. Sounds like she's in a wind tunnel. Sometimes when people are on their Bluetooth, it sounds like
she's running fast right now.
Yeah, let's go to Heidi in Waukesha this morning. Heidi, how do you organize your apps?
Oh no, we lost Heidi.
Oh no. Well then, let's go to our next surprise. He's another fan favorite. He normally calls during Am I the Jerk, but we got him to grace us with his presence today. Welcome to the show, Santino.
Gotta turn the lights down first.
In Sheboygan. It's Heaven Campbell.
Turn those lights back on, bro. Turn those lights back on.
Oh, I got you, baby. I got you. Yep, hit the switch. Hit the switch.
As soon as I answered, he started yelling. He's like, I'm so mad, Allie. I'm like, what about the apps? He's like, no.
I could tell. He said, cut the lights back on. Nah, cut my song. Boom. I got something to say.
We Teddy Pendergrass in reverse.
Ooh.
What's going on?
What's the word, big dog?
Hey, first off, how you guys doing?
Good,
Santino,
good,
we're good.
Fam.
We miss you. Are you calling about the phone, or do you want to call about the fact that you can't get through anymore?
Well, I don't want to waste too much time. I do care about not getting through, but rearrange your apps, Allie. I mean, obviously there are folders you can put the stuff into. Like, I'm not saying that I'm meticulous.
Okay.
But there's times when I need to get into my phone, like, for my classes. I need to go to the discussion board. I can't keep scrolling all over. It needs to be in the front page.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then my sports is on my second page. And then games and stuff can be on the third page, and travel and all that stuff are in their own folder.
That's so my vibe. I used to do that where a page was one specific thing versus a folder. Somebody texted and said their crazy 15-year-old has it color-coded. Nah, I'm not even.
Ooh, dang. Now, that's impressive. That's impressive. I'll give him that. No. See, what I do, one homepage. I don't scroll to the left or to the right. All of my folders take up my one home screen, and that is where all of my apps go. If I need to add more apps than too many pages, I got to delete apps. I don't need that. I need to open it. Well, boom.
So you
boom.
Want one page. One that's page, your
that's
goal.
It. That's it. One page, that's
DZ,
it.
I got to have more than one page because I have my wife as my background, so I need to see her face. And if it's covered by apps, it messes up my day.
Okay. Is she listening? She must be.
I don't think. She's probably in meetings right now. That's a busy woman, man.
Well, ooh. She can go back and listen on the
busy,
Odyssey
powerful
app.
Woman.
Hey, look at her. He's just flexing for the one time for us. He's saying it. How much he loves his baby.
And she's talking about what a awesome woman she is. I'm like, hell yeah.
He got a boss, babe. What? He all ain't right. afraid.
So Santino's like me. No organization whatsoever.
He's meticulous in a different way.
Honestly, a lot of people are texting and they don't organize. I'm surprised. Most people are saying they don't.
I thought most people were going to say they
Android.
Do.
That's why. They probably got Android.
Ooh! Shots fired.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.